Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, short turnaround when you have those two-hour rain delays, but the Indians beat the Angels again last night for their third straight win in this series. And Tito, you got Mike Clevinger out there last night, who got his first Major League win and kept you in that ballgame and basically kept the Angels hitless until the sixth inning. It was kind of a bizarre game. In fact, I looked up there in the fifth inning and didn't even realize he had a no-hitter.
Well, to your point, I said to Mickey about the fifth inning, I said, Mick, there's a lot of traffic for no hits. Man, every time you look up, you know, he's out of the stretch and guys are running all over the place. But, you know, he had some walks, and I thought there was a tight zone, which that happens. But he didn't give up. You know, like, and we play some really good defense, too. I mean, Jose at third and Michael Martinez at second. So good. Good for us and good for him. But he kept them off the scoreboard. And we, you know, allowed our runs to be meaningful, which is good. You know, last week we were scoring five a game, six a game, and we were getting blown out. You score four or five, and it looks like a nice, crisp night. So that kind of goes to show you what pitching does.
Well, we've talked about it for the last couple of years now, how important good defense is. Even if you think you have as good a pitching staff as anybody in the game, that pitching staff gets wasted, doesn't it, Tito, if you don't make plays?
You know, it's hard to quantify everything. You certainly can some of it. But, I mean, like last night when you see a Jose Ramirez make that play and you know that it directly took a run off the scoreboard. But other than that, then you're talking about making a pitcher work more, probably in a bigger situation where they got to really reach back. Innings are longer. It just multiplies the frustration of not only an inning but maybe a game, and it's really hard to quantify it. But I do know when you catch it, you put yourself in a much better position to win.
How good has Jose Ramirez become at third in just a real short period of time?
Well, you know what, Hammy? He's always been a very good defensive infielder. And, you know, he was going back and forth, and he was taking so much time in the outfield because he hadn't played there much, that when he'd come into the infield, we weren't seeing him at his best. Now that he's been there and he's getting some reps, you're starting to see him more comfortable. You're seeing carry on the ball at third. You're seeing him get his legs under him, and his reactions are better. And, yeah, he's been playing the heck out of it.
And we can see why you wanted Michael Martinez back here. He is the perfect complement, isn't he, to this ball club?
You know what? He does a good job. And you know, you don't want to rely on his bat too much. But when he plays, he seems to be involved in the middle of a rally. Last night he got a bunt down, hustled down to first, ended up having a hit in the air right in the middle of a rally for us, made some really good turn double plays and made a nice diving play to his left. He's reliable wherever you put him, and he's always wanting to do whatever you ask. It's a nice guy to have on the ball club.
And now you have Carlos Santana back, so obviously you wouldn't be playing him if he wasn't good to go.
No, he could have played last night, and I think he probably wanted to. I just thought a day would be good to let him take batting practice, let him get back accustomed to what, you know, what's going on, the speed of the game and everything. But he's ready to go, and he's excited to go. Carlos he missed two games. He doesn't miss two games very often, so he wants to get back in there.
Well, it is so hard to beat a ball club four times, isn't it? It's hard to sweep a three-game series.
It's hard to win one game sometimes, Hammy. My goodness. But, you know, and again, that's why you just show up and play the game at hand, because when you start thinking of things like that, it seems harder. And like we were just saying a minute ago, just try to win today. That's good enough. Then when we win, lose, or draw, we'll show up tomorrow. We got a short one-game series with Boston. Then we'll move on and play, I think, the White Sox.
And, Terry, how tough is it this weekend with all the rain delays, the threat of rain every day? That I know fans maybe don't understand, but can you take us into the inside a little bit about what makes that tough for a ball club?
Well, it can be. One is because you're kind of on edge. You can't just fully relax because all of a sudden, like last night, they call and they go, hey, we're going in 40. And, man, you got to get going. So especially the pitcher's got to kind of, you know, you just can't lay around. But it's different for everybody. You know, like we had a big card game going in here. We had six or seven players in here. I loved it. They were, four of them were playing, two of them were laughing. And then when it's time to go, boom, we're ready to go. But, and the other thing that's really important that probably maybe people wouldn't say, But because of our record right now, it's a heck of a lot easier to want to sit around and play. And there's no denying that. And we even talked about it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Tribe and Angels coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Minute. The Indians here with this makeup game against the Boston Red Sox. You talked about it the other day, Tito, how you play cards with the guys in your office before games, even during rain delays and whatnot. That's always a fine line, isn't it, for a manager? Some managers say, boy, I can't have anything to do with the players. I've never seen that, though, from you, that you really feel like you're still, I don't want to say you're a player, but there's not that invisible wall.
No, you know what, Hammy? And you're right. It is different for everybody, and that's okay. Like, I know, you know, if Chris didn't want me to, I wouldn't. But I think he knows, he sees, like, I know he walks by and sees everybody in here, and he comes in, he loves it, you know, because we don't want to not get along here. And the players know that I'm never going to do something in a game that, like, I might leave one guy in because he played cards, take him out, you know. The game is the game, and we all respect that. And because we do, I don't want to not get along with these guys. I mean, every once in a while, yeah, I got to get after them, but for the most part, man, I like being around them. These are our guys.
That's the Manager's Minute on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.